Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger joining us here in the studio now, and you are very excited about Wild Ideas for Clean Water. How are you?
I'm good. I am excited.
You didn't see the fist pump for that.
Well, I still serve as vice chair of that group, and it's been an amazing process and getting people connected to nature, but we've had really good success holding these Wild Ideas. There's been a lot of community interest in getting more people involved because we have a lot of great places for people to be and farmlands, and it really is protecting our water too and promoting wildlife. I mean, there's just all these great things going on and a lot more interest from younger people who are moving here, which is really fabulous.
That's really cool. So this one that we're plugging for next week is the latest in a series. Right. So what have been the previous ones that you can remember?
So we did, we had partnerships with biking groups. We had partnerships with REI talking about the preserves that we have and getting people out there. We've done one on water previously as well, because there's a lot of breweries in the area,
right,
talking about
right.
where your water comes from.
Yes. Water in air quotes in that
yeah.
particular case.
Yeah. And then we've done, we're pursuing some more on wildlife habitat and growth in the area. So there's it's been really fun. People have been interactive, and usually there's food trucks and beer, and it works out pretty well.
Very cool. Usually there's food trucks and beer, and it works out pretty well. It's just the end of every great event that happens
in
our community.
It's a good feeling.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
So you're here on Wednesday this week instead of Thursday. You got stuff going on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We will have Emma from Food for the Summer tomorrow at 3:30.
Oh, and it's been going great. Today is Free Book Wednesday out at Food for the Summer. We still have lots of volunteer spots. Please sign up. It's been really, really good. We've had to shift and move. It's our second week, as we discovered where we have more kids showing up at one site than we predicted. We've had some issues with another site, trying to find the location on the site, working with those kids. But it's just been it's been tremendous and very exciting. We have youth ambassadors this year that help us gather the kids to come out of their housing, and so it's worked out really, really well. And the kids are truly amazing. So if you want something joyful to do with your family for only 2 hours one day or pick several days, please come on out and give us a help.
Who's eligible to partake in Food for the Summer?
So anybody.
Yeah.
So you can come with family members. We do need you. If you're coming by yourself, you probably should be at least 16, but we've had a couple of 15-year-olds.
Well, I mean the kids, though, the ones who we're actually bringing the food to, who's eligible for that?
So normally it's for kids who are on the free and reduced lunch program, but truthfully, the summer food program can be any child that shows up.
Okay.
So any child 0 to 18 who shows up at a site, we have open sites. We do have a few closed sites that are run summer camps, and they have rosters and have to qualify. But these sites that we're running are open sites, so anybody that lives there, even if they're visiting, gets to partake of the food.
Yeah, and
the fun.
Yeah, those
fun buckets
are really, really cool. Yeah,
the kids know them now too. And they
I know when I did it last year, like the kids were more excited about the fun buckets than anything else.
That's
and
fun.
It was raining that day, so the fact that they were like outside and it was kind of chilly and drizzly randomly for July, but they were still out there having a good time and reading and playing with the basketball and.
We're trying to stock them with some more things too. We bought some card games this weekend and some things to put in the fun buckets. The ring toss is real popular. If you have things you want to donate to the fun bucket as well, we're happy to take a look at those.
An increase in demand this year, I think, too, especially in those first couple of weeks, which on the one hand is great. On the other hand, like, we wish we didn't have the demand for...
Yeah. Well, 3,500 children in our community qualify for free and reduced lunch. So we're excited. We also added in some other enrichment pieces. We're having some swim lessons for kids.
Oh, nice.
We're going to have the library circulator go around. The Moorhead Planetarium is offered to do some circulation. We'll send some fire trucks around. Bouncing Bulldogs has always been a good partner. And we're just trying to bring some more enrichment to these kids' lives because the summer's really, really long.
That is indeed true. Super cool. So speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, so foodforthesummer.org is the website if you want to go there and sign up for volunteer slots. Still plenty open. What else is going on in town?
Well, we had the historic Rogers Road neighborhood sewer ribbon cutting last night. I was dancing all... Yeah,
why did they have everyone wearing hard hats for just like sticking a shovel
OSHA
in
rules.
The ground?
Okay. Work rules. I think they do it for picture taking too, because really we were moving a pile of dirt from one pile to the other pile. But anyway. And in case someone swung a shovel accidentally and tried to bean one of the elected officials.
Again, like, accidentally in scare quotes there.
We were all in good humor. I don't think anyone was going to hit anybody. Everybody was really, really pleased. And it really was a heartfelt moment. And I'm just so pleased that we have made this step forward. And it's really good.
Yeah.
So, and we'll continue. There's still continued meetings about the Green Tract and about other things going on with the neighborhood. But a big shout out to Robert Campbell and David Caldwell and the entire activation student group of the Reno Association. They have worked for years tirelessly and without pay for all this to make a better community for all of us.
And I think just in the last 5 years, like the significant progress that's been made. We've got the sewer line that's going in beginning this year, but the
community center opened, the landfill closed.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is. So it's
very
great.
Cool. All right. What else going on?
So we have our last meeting of this session next Monday. Mm-hmm. There are over 21 items on the list, so we're hopeful it'll probably be a pretty long
Everyone's
meeting.
Everyone's bringing sleeping bags.
Right. So because the council takes a break from meetings, it's not that people aren't working. We just take a break from the public meetings in July and August, and we come back refreshed and ready to do things. And the staff's still working, but it gives people time to get their vacations in, and it gives us just time to think long-term and do some long-range planning during that time frame. So anyway, so everything kind of piles up onto this meeting that didn't get done before that is timely and needs to happen. So there's a lot of items on there.
What are some of the big ones? I know Amity Station, there's a discussion on that.
Yes, about how we proceed with what's out there. Our task force reports are coming back from the Town Assets Task Force that is a report on town properties and recommendations. The task force on the Old Town Hall possibilities is coming back. And the American Legion Task Force is coming back, and basically they're asking for an extension to continue their work. There wasn't as much time to get things done. And we're doing some budget transfers. Those are always exciting. and trying to take a look. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on the whole list because we had a long meeting this last Monday night.
Yeah, there are 21 items on
the
list.
So there's a lot going on.
If you remembered them all, I would be...
Oh, well, yesterday maybe.
More impressed, yeah.
So the manager and I go over everything on Tuesdays to get ready because the packets come out today. So the agenda will be out there and you can take a look at it and see all the things going on.
Townofchapelhill.org if you want... the full agenda for what's going on next week and beyond. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and I know it's not just next Monday's meeting. What else is happening?
So this morning we had another Entrepreneurship Innovation Council meeting, and we're moving forward and making real progress in creating that ecosystem here in Chapel Hill so that businesses not only spark here, and UNC brought their accumulation of data that they spent the last over a year putting together, over 400, I think, and 30 spinoff companies out of UNC, where they've gone, what they've done, how much they've contributed to the North Carolina economy. And so we're trying, as collaborative partnership with the business entrepreneurship community, with the university, with the county, with the town, we're, that partnership, how do we grow and nurture that here? And that's what we're all working towards. We're making progress in many directions, but we'll get together. We have some subcommittee work to do over the summer, and we'll get back together in August. It's really fascinating when you come into that meeting. There's just so much of depth of experience from some serial entrepreneurs, from people who've been doing this in other communities who've come here, and it's really good guidance. And I'm very pleased but constantly amazed that Chapel Hill gets ranked in the top 10, top 5. We were ranked number 3 yesterday in a report. Innovative places to be.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I see the future of Chapel Hill is being that. But we need to be able to really have it here so that Millhouse District, the light industrial zone, a lot more interest in that. In fact, there's so much interest, they're thinking about making it bigger. There's just a lot going on with keeping that energy and growing it here. So I'm really, really pleased about that.
And I think going like way back, and this is before my time, actually, back to like the early to mid 2000s, where we had sort of sketchy town gown relations, and we made both sides made a really concerted effort to work together and improve those, and now that's blossoming in a whole bunch of different ways. But hey, UNC's got an entrepreneurship center, and we've got the launch incubator, and so much great stuff coming out of UNC. And now that relationships between the town and the university and the county have improved, now everyone's working together to foster that entrepreneurship, and it's great.
And there's really a lot of innovation and maker things coming out of our community that's not connected to UNC.
So how do you bring
it all together and helping foster it and just seeing that grow so that we have the jobs and the energy in our own community. And I'm really excited about that. So it's good. Yeah.
Super cool.
So leaving for Charlotte tomorrow, be gone for a few days. One of my older sons is getting married this weekend. Very, very excited. We love his bride-to-be. And it's going to be a big family celebration, but we're delighted. So first for us, so it's kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. How are you feeling now, mother of the groom?
Mother groom. It's been awesome. Like I said, we adore her. Everything's going well. They've planned the wedding. And
right.
We've helped out in bits and pieces where we're told to help out.
And there's a limited sort of window there.
Oh,
yeah.
No. But it's just, it really is joyful. And those are the kinds of things in life you need to stop, embrace, and totally take it in, because there's so much stress in life, but those joys you really need to embrace. So it's a lot of, I'm looking forward to a joyful
weekend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, congratulations and
thank you.
Have a good weekend. Chapel Home Mayor Pam Hemminger, thank
you
so much.
Bye.